I'm Susan Stevens. The Illinois Gaming Board is seeking input on sports betting in the state, which was legalized this year. It wants to use the comments to shape future regulations. Both the gambling industry and members of the public are encouraged to express their concerns. Former Winnebago County Board Member John Ekberg attended a meeting of concerned citizens in Rockford last month.
We need to connect with our legislators, our county board members, our city council members. I'm going to call my county board member and asked to be on the agenda for a little speaking, the public comment section.
The public comment period will last for 1 month, and after it ends on September 27th, the Gaming Board will compile its responses into a sports betting FAQ. In other news, an Illinois congressman is criticizing a fellow Republican who says he'll challenge President Trump in next year's primary. Brian Mackey has more.
Joe Walsh was a one-term congressman elected in the Tea Party wave of 2010 and has been a talk radio host since losing re-election. Now he says he'll challenge Trump, accusing the president of destroying the Republican Party. But 13th District Republican Congressman Rodney Davis, a top target for Democrats next year, says Walsh is just trying to get media attention.
Joe is a political windbag. Joe is somebody that is running, I believe, as an opportunist. And I think it's tragic when you look at his history.
Davis has his own history with Trump. After the Access Hollywood video came out in 2016, Davis said he couldn't vote for any presidential candidate. But last year, he repeatedly refused to say how he actually ended up voting. I'm Brian Mackey.
And U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spoke to farmers and agribusiness leaders yesterday in Decatur. Perdue said President Donald Trump will take action to soften the effects of oil refinery exceptions for blending corn-based ethanol in motor fuel. He said it was disappointing that Trump's Environmental Protection Agency granted the waivers. They came after Trump allowed for year-round sales of 15% ethanol blend in fuel. Perdue would not say what action the Republican president will take, but that Trump believes the EPA waivers were way overdone. Ethanol advocates contend oil refinery waivers have reduced ethanol production by 2.6 billion gallons since Trump took office. I'm Susan Stevens.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A former SIU Carbondale employee is suing the university and two other people in a Title IX violation suit. The federal lawsuit has the plaintiff identified as Jane Doe 5. It alleges she was sexually harassed and assaulted while working in the plant biology department from 2016 through 2018. The lawsuit claims that both Jane Doe's supervisor, Karen Renzaglia, and others at SIU knew of the incidents and failed to intervene. SIUC spokeswoman Ray Goldsmith says she can't comment on the specific suit, but says the university has strict rules in place and investigates all complaints thoroughly. The Tams Correctional Center is back in the spotlight now that Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation authorizing a task force that'll study the potential future. The bill's sponsor has ideas that she hopes will be considered. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports on what Terry Bryant is thinking.
Representative Terry Bryant says training inmates to clean out the mold will teach them marketable skills and open the doors for new possibilities for the minimum security building.
They would clean up the mold then in that building. And then the building could be used for training purposes.
Bryant says this is a good step in eliminating recidivism once inmates are paroled.
They're no longer incarcerated. They are productive citizens, taxpayers, and no longer really a drain on society.
The land was donated to the state, and the village of Tams doesn't receive property tax off of it. Some of the ideas include training for bricklaying, pipe fitting, and other vocational jobs, or give it back to Tams. Bryant says whatever it's decided to be used for, it's better than staying empty. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.